It is the year 2250. Neptune Space Station has a newly appointed captain, Thomas Emerson. 25 years earlier, young Thomas Emerson and his best friend, Tubal Jordan, witnessed the murder of their parents by an unknown man smelling heavily of lilac water.
Tubal, what's wrong?
Do you smell it?
Smell what?
Lilac water. I haven't smelled lilac water since the night my parents were killed. Their killer reeked of it.
Now, they discover that this threat has returned to finish the job it started all those years ago.
Where on earth did this station acquire the need for a nuclear warhead platform that fires upon science pods? I had two dead scientists and one insane pilot. After the unexplained death of Captain Reynolds, I thought it wise to close the station until we investigated the cause of these deaths. Three dead bodies is more than enough cause.
An ancient life form that cannot be killed, posing as one of them.
Can't you feel its presence?
You must certainly realize that you are not dealing with a terrorist organization, but with a powerful fallen angel.
Bringing the two men face to face with their own tragic past and the danger of losing the people they love and trust the most.
Song's been contaminated.
Contaminated? By what?
The Golden Man. The monster that killed the two scientists and nearly destroyed me.
I've come to finish what I started.
You still doubt what you failed to see.
The newest novel by Glenda C. Finkelstein as an audiobook. Nemesis Rising. What would happen if Armageddon came too soon?